blessings to all of my friends, family, brothers and sisters in Christ from all over the world. This is your radio podcast, Food for Your Soul, with your friend, Pastor Xiomara Perez. Oh, I have something awesome to share today. Oh, I must share the message. Yes, to you that are listening today, I must tell you something. Something so special. So important. Yes, I need to share something so important for you. It's so important, not just for you, but to me and to everyone around the world. Very, very important. Oh my gosh, I have this wonderful news. Something so special. I know something so wonderful that I must tell you. It is so vital that it may change your entire future as it did to mine. In fact, the decision you make about it will affect you both in life and in death. Let me emphasize that this message is absolutely true, because God said it. When God make a promise, you can rest upon it, because His promise can never fail. God will never make you believe this message. That is your choice. Yes, I repeat. That is your choice if you want to believe this message. But He will hold you responsible for having heard it. Oh yes. This message is so important that in the end of this message, it's up to you if you want to receive and believe within in your heart. Yes, because you must receive, believe, and also confess. So in the end of this segment, you have a choice, a big decision to make. That is your choice, but like I said, He will hold you responsible for having heard it. It is very personal message. Something that you must decide. You must say either I will or I will not. Here is the message. It is an exact quotation from God's word, the Holy Bible. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That is in John 3:16. Did you ever hear such a wonderful word? Think for a moment what they say. They reveal three marvelous facts. Just think about it and meditate in these three marvelous facts. Number one. First, God so loved the world. Since you are in the world, He loves you. Oh, my friend, He loves you dearly does He does. If that doesn't astonish you, remember that when God loved you, He loved a sinner. If you are honest, you will agree. Yes, you will agree. Although God's love for you, He still hates your sin. Oh yes, He loves all of us. He loves you, He loves me, He loves our family, our friends. He loves the whole wide world. But He hates our sin. Since God is holy, He must punish sin. He had to make a holy way of saving sinners. Otherwise, the sinner must pay for his sins. And that would mean spending eternity in hell. The second great fact is, he gave his only begotten son. God loves you so much that he sent his son to earth to become a man and die on the cross of Calvary so that you could be saved. You see, someone must pay the penalty of sin, either you or a sinless substitute. God gave his son, Jesus Christ, to be your sinless substitute. He shed his blood so that your sins can be put away, so that you can have eternal life. And now, the third tremendous fact. Whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Think of it. God gives eternal life to those who believe in Jesus Christ. The Savior has finished the work. He has died. He has risen from the grave, and he has gone back into heaven. Now, your part is to believe in him. This simply means that you must agree that you are a sinner. Realize that Christ has paid the full, but the full complete penalty for your sins and for my sins, and then receive as your Lord and Savior. This is the message which I had to tell you today, my dear friends. Now, you must make a decision. Will you accept him or reject him? Think of it once again. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. This is a powerful, beautiful, tremendous, wonderful, great message that I had to share with each and every one of you. Today is the day for your salvation. Do you want to receive Christ? If your answer is yes, make this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, I come unto you. I recognize and I confess that I am a sinner. Father, I accept your Son as my Lord and Savior. I believe that he died in the cross, but he resurrected the third day. I receive him today in my heart, in my life, in my soul. Father, write my name in the book of life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you repeat this prayer, today you are my brother and you are my sister. May the Lord continue blessing you today, tomorrow, and forevermore. Welcome to the family. God bless you and your family. And may everything that you do from now on, may you acknowledge the Lord Jesus Christ in your life, in everything that you do, you walk, and you say. God bless you. This is your friend and pastor, Xiomara Perez, in your program, Food for the Soul. Shalom.